That's $850 worth of extras absolutely free.
Stop in and check out over 125 different colors and styles and pick out the perfect slab for your kitchen at the Granite Busters Design Showroom and 20,000 square foot double warehouse at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
Call now to schedule an appointment at 636-322-2344. That's 636-322-2344.
Or visit online at granitebusters.com.
The Why Wouldn't I sale is going on now
at Granite Busters.
I'm working two jobs, and my husband works too. My kids go to school with your kids. I'm one out of every six Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. I believe in this country, but it's hard to believe so many Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding families. Visit feedingamerica.org and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide seven meals for those struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Would you trust a car salesman to sell you a home? Neither would I. You need an agent that works for you. Schneider Real Estate has been family-owned and operated for 38 years. You can trust them to take care of your needs. At Schneider Real Estate, only the best and brightest gain admission to Schneider University, where our agents learn strong negotiating skills that make us an industry leader. Whether you're buying or selling, find us online at schneidersells.com. Schneider Real Estate. Smart moves since 1975.
1985 called. They want their bathroom back. Sound familiar? Might be time for Right Bath. Right Bath's certified team of experts will use quality fixtures and finishes. No cover-ups. I repeat, no cover-ups. Right Bath will remove existing problems and fixtures and replace them with a new, timeless bathroom. For quality bathroom in just 5 days, visit rightbath.com or call Right Bath. 314-909-1820. Right Bath. Fast, affordable, forever. Right Bath.
For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be locally owned and operated. Metro Lighting offers a one-year in-home product warranty on all lighting fixtures, lamps, and ceiling fans. So if something stops working, they'll repair it or replace it. Plus, Metro Lighting guarantees their prices against any competitor, including big box stores and the internet. Get the best selection on the highest quality lighting at the best price guaranteed at Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
I've got some love to give.
Ah, love. It makes the world go round.
Looks like someone's in love.
It conquers all and is the driving force behind what makes one person go nuts over another.
Boy, what a kiss that was.
The Big 550 celebrates love and Valentine's Day.
A magically romantic day.
By giving you chances to win daily prizes of a $100 gift card to Candice's Restaurant, a $100 gift certificate from Best Transportation, and a pair of tickets to the new movie, Endless Love. A $300 prize pack to be given away each day.
I'm in love!
To win, register each day on KTRS.com or on Facebook under the Contest and Giveaways tab.
Sounds like love to me.
Love is on the air.
I love you!
From Candice's Restaurant, Best Transportation, Cupid.
That kiss made everything all better.
And the Big 550 KTRS.
Kenyon's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and hear.
There's no fun left on
air.
We're full of chat. And we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
government cheese.
That boy perked up.
Oh, yeah, man.
He loves that idea.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the February. Is it? No.
Yeah.
It can't be.
It is.
The 10th.
Whoa.
Well, I've got. You ever have something in your head and you know it's an important date and you can't remember what it is?
Yeah.
Like the 15th. There's something. Oh, that's right. We're going to Mexico.
Oh. Yeah.
I forgot all about it.
Oh, man, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, thanks, because otherwise we might not have shown up at the airport.
No.
It is the 10th of February. Welcome. We're brought to you today by First Community Credit Union. That's where I bank, and I'm going to invite you to do the same. After. There it is.
Hey!
Sometimes we do those delays on purpose.
Is today President's Day?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think so, is it?
I don't know.
I think it's like next...
Next Monday?
Monday.
17th.
Oh, okay.
Crap, we won't be here for that.
Oh man. The post office and the banks, everything will be closed.
Think it'd be too late to get our trip moved and changed to another week? I guess that'd be probably...
I'd be pushing it.
Let's introduce you to a man who will be 90% of the time standing in the swimming pool. His name is Eon the Peon. He's the control board operator. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And
yes,
if you are not satisfied with your current financial advice, we would like you to get a second opinion with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Go Oakville tonight.
There you go.
Hi, everybody.
Not what Landoff wanted to hear. Well, they're not playing Oakville.
No, they're not playing Oakville.
Okay. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Loves his job. He's giddy. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is high, Dan.
And I hate it when Rat Boy does this. He comes to me with, he wants to know what I think of these ideas. There's always the risk of hurting his feelings or building him up. And then when it doesn't work, he's deflated. So I hate this. But he's come to me now with a cartoon idea that he says could be turned into action figures. And it could be even be a movie and even a live action movie. And it's a character who's real strong. He's the world's strongest character. And you know how Popeye got strong from eating spinach?
Right.
Well, this guy eats cheddar, Swiss, Gouda, and his muscles just pop out. He's called,
Cheese.
Hercu cheese. Like Hercules? Hercu cheese.
Oh.
I like it, Red Boy.
Yeah.
I really like
good.
It.
You're the only one.
Hercu cheese. I think it's hilarious. These guys don't get your stuff. I do. Give it up for Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra.
Hercu cheese. Well, I guess it grows on you.
Oh, man, don't you know Hercules? You've never heard of Hercules?
Yeah, I have. I says it's just said it kind of grows on you. Hercu cheese.
Yeah.
See, that's not funny.
Oh, I wasn't trying to be funny. I was just saying it kind of grows on you. No.
We're brought to you by First Community Credit Union. They don't have cheese on their popcorn, and I like that because I don't like cheese popcorn. Their popcorn's... See, I don't like it when people screw up cheese unless you put chocolate on it. Now, First Community Credit Union never wants to drizzle some chocolate over that popcorn. That would be fine with me. The reason I mention popcorn is they have it in all their locations, and it's fresh, and it's as good as any theater popcorn. And you can just go in and get some if you want it, even if you're not a member there and you don't bank there. Just tell them I said it was okay. And... again, that's not why you're going to bank there. You're going to bank there, hopefully, because you're really AM and the PM. And you sit around and you go, well, how can I prove how AM and the PM I am? Well, there are two ways. One, you listen. And then two, you patronize our advertisers. You know, you need something. And we have an advertiser who supplies that. That's where you go. And you're real good about that. You're the greatest audience ever for doing that. So continue to do it. And one way you can is change where you bank. I'm not asking you to do anything you'll be sorry you did. Nobody's ever emailed me and said, well, thanks a lot. Now I'm banking at First Community. Man, I'll never do anything you say again. It's not going to happen. You'll say, hey, thanks. Great idea. What a wonderful place to bank, because it is. And everything you do now at wherever you bank, bring it on over. Bring it on over to First Community. Close out your accounts and bring it over here. I think you'll be real glad you did. Exclusive sponsors of the yard sale, which you may have heard this past Saturday morning with Paul Warner, who's also a big First Community member. Check it out. Find out more at firstcommunity.com, First Community Credit Union. This Woody Allen, Mia Farrow, Dylan, is that her name? Farrow, the daughter?
Yeah.
This whole thing, I don't like Woody Allen. I don't like his movies, so I want to say, well, he's probably guilty because he looks like a kind of a pervert, but you can't do that. But here's the deal. I said the other day, so much of this is about money, and a lot of the reason so many of the Hollywood stars won't come out and say, well, with all these allegations, and now she's done this open letter, and I just don't feel comfortable endorsing him, praising him, working for him. It's never going to happen because they want the money. But here's what's interesting. This Mia Farrow, who I think is a nut anyway, she, you know, Woody Allen is saying that she coaxed the daughter into this, but here's what's really interesting. When Roman Polanski, remember that weirdo?
Yes.
That's the guy who pled guilty. Now, follow me. He pled guilty. He said he had sex with a 13-year-old. And when this all hit the fan in 1977, guess who came out in support of him? Mia Farrow. Mm. So make up your mind. You know, if you don't like pedophiles and you don't condone this despicable behavior, why would you not raise a bunch of... And I'll tell you why. Because he gave you your big break, Mia, in Hollywood when you did Rosemary's Baby. That was a Roman Polanski movie.
Oh.
So, see, it's all about payback and scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, and money and blah, blah, blah. Oh, and one other thing, since we don't do politics here, if you don't think that there's this close circle of you help me, I'll help you, and these and I said the other day, surely there are two more families other than the names Clinton and Bush that can run this country. Go sometime, Google sometime and go look up who Chelsea Clinton's father-in-law is. It'll blow you away. It'll blow you away. He's an ex-con, did prison time, Ponzi schemer, ripoff artist, and his son married Chelsea Clinton because he has real, real strong ties and has done lots for the Clintons. See, it's all this circle. But the media never mentions that. They never mention that. Just like they don't mention Cheney's connections or Bush or how this ties to this or this. We are so out of the loop. We just are. Food for thought. Now, this Beatles thing last night, I did think of one other thing that I didn't like. And it's having Johnny Depp introduce a Beatles number.
Oh, he looked...
he's a weirdo.
He was out of it.
Here's the deal with Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp is an actor. And everything he does, he has to play it like he's in...
on Broadway?
Yeah, like he's in some serious role he's been studying for. Look, when you're introducing a Beatles song, you don't have to be so dramatic about it. Just introduce them. And it was unbelievable what he did. They didn't need him to introduce him.
So that whole thing was the Grammy audience, correct?
Yeah, I wonder if they taped it either before or after the Grammy.
Well, was it the Grammy? Same audience?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, LL Cool J.
That's an awfully long time to have the same people sitting there.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Because the Grammys itself was like, 3 hours long, and then this thing?
It said, the Grammys presents.
Well, it was the Grammys present the tribute to the Beatles, but I didn't know that was the same audience.
I think so.
Wow. Did you see who was in Leno's
Yoko
audience?
Yoko was wearing the same stuff, and yeah. Sean
But she wears the same stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Did you see who was in Leno's audience during the last week one night? He pointed him out in the audience. Honest to goodness,
no.
I thought the guy was dead. Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney?
Was in the audience.
Really?
Wow.
And stood up on his own and waved at everybody. Yeah. Now, speaking of Mickey Rooney, who's 92 or 93, I just want to talk for a second about a guy that nobody ever seems to talk about. And that amazes me because I would love to watch a late night show or a special where this guy sat and talked about his career. And I'm talking about Don Pardo.
Oh, wow.
Don Pardo, the guy you have heard from the beginning, it's Saturday Night Live with your host. That's Don Pardo. He's 96.
Wow.
He retired from NBC years ago, like 04 or something. And there was one year when a guy named Michael O'Donohue suggested they fire Don Pardo. And Pardo knows it was O'Donohue that did it. And it didn't fly. So he wasn't on for a short season while they experimented, and it didn't work, and they bring him back. So except for that little short time, it's always been Don Pardo. Now, here's how big a part to me of Saturday Night Live Don Pardo is. I can't even imagine watching Saturday Night Live without, it's Saturday Night Live. I mean, that's such a big part of it to me. When he retired, For a while, he did that from his home in Arizona. He would record the day before the show. He knew the lineup. And he would, now, John Goodman. And it just didn't have the same magic. So for a few years, they flew him every weekend from Arizona to New York so he could stand there at the podium and Saturday Night Live, and then flew him back home. What a great gig.
Wow.
And these last couple of years, few years, he's been back in Arizona because he is 96 years old. I'm sure traveling is tough. And he missed a couple of nights because he had a hip replacement thing or something. But wouldn't you love to see an interview with this guy? This guy has to have – he did announcing for almost every game show you can – Jeopardy, Price is Right, big game shows. He's been with NBC forever and ever and ever. But am I right? You never see a feature or an interview with Don Pardo.
No.
That's amazing to me. He's a bigger part of Saturday Night Live than Chevy Chase could ever be. See, Chase was on one season. Pardo's been there through the whole thing.
And he's probably the most well-known, like, booth announcer.
Oh, he has to be.
In the world.
I would say Bill Wendell would have been if he'd stayed with Letterman.
Yeah.
But Wendell didn't stay with Letterman. And that guy, that Alan Calder, he's okay.
Yeah.
Who's Jay's announcer? I don't even know who Jay's announcer was. Did Jay have an announcer? Jay
Stuttering John?
No,
that was a long time ago.
Yeah, but I don't know who it is now.
I don't think he had one. And right now, after 22 years, and this is a point I make, too. Go ahead. Either one of you, hum me Jay Leno's opening song when he comes out.
Yeah,
You can't do it. Isn't that something? You can't, but you can still go, da 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 Johnny Carson song. What's Letterman's song? I can kind of hear it, but it's not really melodious. It's more of just Paul Schaefer's thing you put together, I guess. I've talked about this before, too. Ladies, it makes us feel bad when you do this. The lady did it to me in Walgreens yesterday. I was in the pharmacy part, and I was waiting to go up and get my prescription, and there was a woman in front of me, and she was older, even older than I am. And we're just standing, and it's busy. And I said, looks like we picked the wrong time of day to come pick our stuff up. And she looked at me like she was going to call the police. She stepped away from me. I mean, honestly, walked like, ugh.
Oh.
And never spoke. And I thought, it's like I've talked about before, like out of Westport, you'll hold a door or you'll speak. And it's almost like they break into a run, like the rapist. You know, what the heck? Am I that hideous or horrible? All I said was, looked like we picked the wrong time to pick up our prescriptions. She walked like 3 feet away from me and just turned it and looked away like, oh, my goodness, I hope this guy doesn't kill me. It was weird. Hmm. Don't do that to us, ladies. Be nice to us. Somebody sent me did you see that Hubble telescope shot from Mars to the Earth?
No.
It is unbelievable because what happens is, they took the Hubble telescope on Mars, and then they zoomed in. And what you see in what looked like pitch black darkness, they picked out a black hole, and they kept increasing the power. And that thing, that Hubble thing, man, it's got some power. And as they kept zooming in and zooming in, they started picking up stars in a spot in the sky that was previously black. And one of the stars they point out in this video I saw is the Earth. The Earth from Mars is just a tiny bright speck. So can you imagine what all might be out there?
No. Yeah,
you know. It'll give you a headache if you start trying to think about it.
Oh, yeah. You can't.
You look up at the sky, and they say there are billions, not millions, billions of stars in the sky. And every one of them is something. Something sometimes bigger than the Earth. That's unbelievable to me. I'm getting a headache talking about it. I'm going to quit talking about it. Is there a Cloud 8? Because people say, he was on Cloud 9.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on Cloud 7.
Yeah, it's not
cloud
as good.
Six. Yeah. Hey, how you feeling? Oh, man, I'm on Cloud 6.
Yeah.
And what is that all about? And where did that come from? And could you be in such a good mood and be having such a good day that you're on Cloud 10?
Ooh, man, I don't know.
Well, you really look like you're having a good day. You're kidding, I'm on cloud 10.
Yeah.
I think that would be even better. All right, Chris Coleman, remember that name? Illinois, strangled his kid, strangled his wife. Did you see that story about his brother?
No.
His brother is a prison guard in Chester at Menard. And his brother says now he wants disability and he can't work anymore because of post-traumatic stress disorder. He said that because his brother, Chris Coleman, is in prison and I guess on death row, he can no longer work in a prison because all he does is think about his brother. Really?
What?
So he wants disability. He's trying to get $32,000 a year, taxpayer money, to not work. How about this? How about get another job where you won't think about your brother because maybe it's not in prison?
I don't think that's going to work.
You know what? I'll bet against you.
Oh, am I?
In this society and the way things go, I'll bet you the guy for the rest of his, I'll bet you draws the $32,000 a year. Because of post-traumatic stress disorder. Of course, the trauma was the trial of his brother.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel. Maybe I'm being insensitive. Maybe I'm missing something. And then you two both tell me what you think about this. The woman breastfeeding a puppy in Colorado.
A puppy?
Does this disgust you, or do you think it's... She says she saved the puppy's life. It wouldn't take a bottle. It wouldn't nurse for... So she... And I guess the mom was killed or something. Mm. And there's a photograph of her, I guess, on the internet. And she didn't want her name out there, but it was a story done on a TV station in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And she says he had like an hour to live. He was so weak. He wasn't moving. So I just did it. He wouldn't drink formula, wouldn't take anything from a bottle. So she put him up to her chest and the puppy nursed her.
Mm.
Is this a sick thing or is this a really good thing?
Was she already,
I don't know what call to make on this.
Did she already have milk? Was she lactating?
Yeah. Well, yeah, she had to be, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's weird.
And then, of course, people are chiming in. Human milk is not good for puppy. Well, it saved the puppy's life.
Yeah.
Now.
Puppy and dogs and stuff and animals will eat out of the trash can.
Sure they will. Now this is the best. This is the best because I love ragging on PETA or people like the PETA people. This giraffe in Copenhagen, they killed a giraffe at the Copenhagen zoo in Denmark, and they fed it to the lion in front of visitors.
Yeah.
Now they're getting death threats from animal rights people. So here's the thing. Let me get this right. Animal rights people don't want you. They think it's cruel to kill animals, and if you do, they'll kill you.
Yeah,
that's not cruel. They said they had to take the giraffe out because of inbreeding, to prevent inbreeding. So, you know, you got a dead giraffe. A lion would love to get a hold of that. So they fed it to the lion, and now there are people. This guy says that he's gotten threats over the phone. One email said the children of the staff of the Copenhagen Zoo should all be killed or get cancer.
Oh, wow.
See, that's your PETA type.
A little harsh.
Yeah, ladies, get in here.
Ooh, that's nice.
Great old story. You haven't done it for a while. It's the story of a very, very, very wealthy lawyer in town. And a group of people with a charity are putting a list together of people to kind of call on to raise money for the charity. And they start looking into this particular lawyer, and they can't find any evidence that he's ever been charitable with all the money he's made, that he's ever given a dime to any charity. So in the committee, they're talking it over, and one person says, well, we're not going to approach him. It's obvious. He doesn't give to charity. Another one says, no, not so fast. Maybe that's why we should approach him. Maybe he's just never found the right charity, or maybe he's real anonymous about it. And they said, no, it's all matter of public record. We've looked into him. He hasn't given a dime. And the other committee member says, well, I'm going to approach him because I think this is the very guy to go after. If he likes our charity, he may throw everything at us. So they call on the guy, introduce themselves, and they said, you know, we've researched you. We've looked pretty deeply into your past. We know how successful you are. We don't see any evidence that you've ever been charitable or given anything to charity. He said, really? Is that right? Well, let me ask you a question. When you were looking into me, as you say, did you happen to come across any information to tell you about my mom? That my mom is deaf and blind and that she can't walk and that she requires round-the-clock care in a special home? Did you find that out when you looked? And I said, no. He said, well, let me ask you this. You seem to have checked into me, and I'm not very charitable, so maybe I guess you also found out about my brother with Alzheimer's, who doesn't even know he's my brother, doesn't even know who he is. He's in a special facility. Did that show up? No? Well, I thought you said you looked into me. You seem to know that I'm not very charitable. How about this? How about my sister? My sister who 2 years ago was in a head-on collision? My sister's been in a coma for 6 months, whose hospital bills are already over $2 million. Did that show up? He said, no, no. He said, well, then if I don't give them a dime, why do you think I'd give you any money?
Let's get a look at the roads now, see how they're moving. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, I'll give you some good news. They've cleared the accident eastbound 70 at Jennings Station, but you still have some long stretches of slow traffic from approaching 170 through Lucas and Hunt, and then it's going to be slower as you get towards downtown also. Northbound 170, stop and go from Highway 70 up through Airport Road. On eastbound 270, now we're slowing McDonald through New Florissant. Also on westbound 44, we're running extremely slow between Arsenal and Berry Road. I couldn't see a reason for that other than maybe the sunshine at a bad angle before it went down. Also on westbound 40, you're jammed up from Grand through McCausland, a little heavy from 270 through Mason, and they've cleared the accident southbound 55 south of Highway M. Traffic is all thinned out there. And this traffic report is brought to you by Firestone Tires. If your tires aren't working as hard as you do, they're not working hard enough. Firestone Tires offer power and durability that keeps up with you wherever the road leads, time and time again. Firestone Tires, whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550. Online. On demand.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Flooring takes more abuse than any product you'll ever put into your home. To withstand that wear and tear requires a solid product and a superb installation. You get both from the contractor members of the Flooring Industry Council. Their crews of installed floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training and are required to take refresher classes throughout their careers. A great installation won't fix a cheap product, and an expensive flooring does not perform well when installed improperly. For the best selection of flooring products and an installation from the most highly trained craftsmen, for a floor you'll be proud of for years to come, call the Flooring Industry Council at 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org to find a contractor near you. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
If you like real love songs the way they used to be, this is Tony Viviano, and I would like to invite you to the Four Seasons Winery at the Four Seasons Country Club in Chesterfield for the best Valentine dinner dance in St. Louis.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me.
It's called In the Arms of Love on Saturday, February 15th. There'll be two seatings, 5 p.m. and 7:30 p.m., up until close. My band starts at 5 p.m.
Oh, the shark, baby, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pretty white.
Enjoy this exquisite dining experience.
Back in time.
Plus dancing to the Tony Viviano Band. Oh, that's me, as I'll be singing the classic love songs. For reservations, call 636-956-6266 or visit fourseasonswinery.com.
Car Gal here for Meyer Honda, the Metro East's only Honda dealer.
Our next call comes from Dan in Oakville.
Hey, car gal. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thanks for calling. How can I help you?
Well, we test drove the new Honda Fit at Meyer Honda a few days ago, and we really love that car.
So what's the problem?
Well, we've got a large dog that travels with us just about everywhere we go.
And you want to know if Rover will fit in a Fit?
Yeah, but his name's Buddy.
I'm happy to tell you that with 57.3 cubic feet of cargo space, there isn't much that won't fit in a new Honda Fit, including Buddy. Not to mention Fit's excellent gas mileage, high-tech accessories, and amazing financing rates right now.
Thanks, Cargill.
Thank you, Dan and Buddy. You meet the nicest people in a Meyer Honda.
Now through the end of February, get 0.9% financing on new 2013 Civics and Fits for up to 60 months at Meyer Honda. Meyer Honda has a model that's perfect for your needs and lifestyle. The Metro East's only Honda dealer. Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois. MeyerHonda.com.
Hi, this is Laurie Heisey.
And I'm Ken Heisey.
We started Heisey Advisory Group with one thing in mind, to serve the families that we represent like they were our own. Our economy and our lives can change fast, so you need to be sure that you're prepared to take on both, and we can help. Call us now at 314-909-1116, and we'll give you a consultation with no obligation.
It was a big year for growth in the stock market, but between fees and taxes, we'll want to see how much of the gains you get to keep and see if your current level of risk is right for you.
We're a planning team. This means that we're not in business to sell you products, but to help you build a comprehensive retirement plan based on your personal needs and goals.
Call Heisey Advisory Group right now at 314-909-1116 for your no-obligation financial review. That's 314-909-1116, or visit them at HEISE Advisory Group. Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offer through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
Hi, folks. Bob Candace here of Candice's Restaurant with some great news for Valentine's Day. Candice's will be celebrating Valentine's Day all weekend long with specials like a crabby New York strip with real crab meat or a 5-ounce lobster tail on a bed of homemade Parmesan risotto. On Valentine's Day, all ladies will receive a flower and will have live entertainment all weekend long. Be sure to stop by Candice's, located at Holloway Road at Manchester. See our website at Candice's.net. Candice's, because you love great food.
Do you have opioid-induced constipation? MedX Healthcare Research is conducting a research study for people with constipation caused by a strong pain medication such as an opiate or narcotic. All qualified participants in the study will receive the study medication, plus all study-related care and procedures at no cost. Compensation for participation may be available. If you have constipation caused by pain medication and are interested in learning more about this study, please call 866-713-5355. That number again is 866-713-5355, or visit us online at MedXHealth.net.
Hey, boys and girls, John Hadley for Best Transportation. They've got a great special going on in the month of February. They like to call it the Hot Winter Romance Special, 30 to 45% off. The biggest savings they've had on any special. They slash rates for evening and weekends. You can drive around in style on the sedan, SUV, limo trips for the entire month of February. Romance isn't limited for just one day in February, although they have plenty of availability for Valentine's Day. Make sure and make the call today to Best Transportation, 314-989-1500, or go to besttransportation.com.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
This message is brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
For a fast, accurate temperature reading, nothing beats the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This works great. My doctor's office uses the same brand and recommended this one to me. I love that I can check my baby's temperature when sleeping because he stays asleep.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
K Bova Realty, family owned, big enough to provide excellent service, small enough to care. Find K at www.sellingstlewis.com.
At TaxAct.com, your federal taxes are free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. TaxAct.com. You got this.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone. Let me
all right,
go.
To Southern California we go. Mike Evans standing by, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. They're closed today. Today's Monday. But when they're not, and that's 6 days a week, you need to make a reservation, because this place is one popular restaurant, and you will see why. You want some different stuff that you can't find just anywhere, that would be the Smokehouse Market. Both in Chesterfield Valley, here is Mike Evans.
Give it in.
You going, Homer?
Oh, I have been sick in bed since Friday morning.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Oh. We missed him on Friday.
Yeah, I called and couldn't. I feel a little bit better this afternoon.
What did you have?
It was just like a horrible sore throat, congestion, coughing, achy, just miserable. Now I gave it to Cheryl. Now she has it.
Well, you need to lead a healthier lifestyle like I do.
No, that's probably it.
Yeah.
But I am better today.
Okay, good.
Anyway.
No.
Nope.
Pop quiz question. The AT&T Pro-Am was played at Pebble Beach over the weekend. A lot of celebrities, a lot of athletes played. Of the NFL quarterbacks who played, who was the only one to make the cut and play on Sunday? Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning. Answer in a minute. You know, you think you have IRS problems? How about this? Over the weekend, Michael Jackson's estate attorneys met with representatives of the IRS again. There seems to be a little discrepancy how much Michael's estate is worth and how much money they owe the IRS. Michael Jackson's attorneys say the estate is worth about $7 million.
Right.
The IRS says that the estate is worth about $1.125 billion.
Yeah, there's a big difference there.
Jackson's people say they owe about $400,000 to $425,000. IRS says they owe $702,864,000.
Oh,
yeah.
A little discrepancy there.
A little bit.
I could put it on payments, though, couldn't I?
Sure.
Yeah. TV rating, Simon Cowell promised that his X Factor would destroy American Idol. Update, on Friday, after all businesses in Hollywood closed, Fox very quietly sent a press release out canceling X Factor.
Oh,
it is over. Word is, Simon Cowell was totally shocked and blindsided by it.
Wow.
By the way, you ever wonder what is the number one network in daytime television? We don't talk about it much. It is CBS. Dominates with 4 one-hour shows back to back to back to back. Let's make a deal. The Bold and the Beautiful, which they patterned after Franco Pinion.
What do you mean by that?
Well, Bold and Beautiful.
No, it's not the Bald and the Beautiful. It's Bold and the Beautiful.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh. Took it right out of my way. Arnie, give me a second to get it out.
Okay.
Price is Right and The Talk. New York Post headline. Taliban in Afghanistan captured a U.S. trained canine, a dog, who had a camera strapped to his back. New York Post headline screamed, Taliban declares war on terrier.
Oh, man.
Terrier. See what they did there?
Yeah.
I like it. Odds and ends, Justin Bieber. Just can't stop telling people what a drunk Selena Gomez is. Actually, that would explain something. Why in the hell would she go out with that jerk unless she was drunk?
Yeah.
Maybe you think she'd have to be drunk to go out with that guy. Bieber is also now being investigated by the FAA for interfering in a flight crew's duties. It happened on that charter flight with all that pot smoking going on. The word is that there's an accusation of violence. Bieber and his dad harassing the flight attendants who spent most of the flight up in the cockpit crew to be away from them. Ah, unbelievable. And Cher, showing her motherly instincts, was too busy to go to her son Elijah Blue's wedding this weekend.
Hmm.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
When you said son, I didn't know if you were going to be talking about Chaz Bono or the other one, because now he's a son, too.
That's true.
Former daughter.
And Naomi Campbell?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, come on, please. She got a six head.
Wow.
Things starting so far back. As such a witch, staffers, assistants, and even a caterer quit her show of the face rather than to put up with her. She screams at everybody and also been known to throw things to people that works for.
I didn't even know there was a show called The Face.
No.
The Face.
Wow.
She has the face.
Well, that talk. Did you ever see that? The Talk?
Yes, number one show in the afternoons.
Yeah, it's a...
Really?
It's a ripoff of The View.
Yeah.
But it's better. I've seen, like, 15 minutes of each. I can't stand that View.
Well, I can't either. And then every TV show is a ripoff of another TV show.
True.
I like Katie Couric's show. Have you seen that?
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Katie Couric, would you?
Oh yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Okay. You bet.
Just checking. Anyway.
No.
Okay, then finally.
And for those listening who don't know what he meant was, would you date her?
Yeah.
He meant, would you date her?
Yeah. Well, what else could that possibly mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, we, you know, listeners, they read things into things.
Oh, please. We don't do Nancy here.
Would you date her? Yes.
Yes. Would you ask her out for a date? Maybe a movie.
And then do her later.
See?
We don't need
edit that out, P.M. Edit
that out. Sorry.
Can you edit that out for me?
Yeah, I'll take care of it.
Anyway.
No.
Who's the only quarterback to make the cut and play on Sunday at the Pebble Beach? Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning.
Oh, man. I think, say Tom Brady.
Aaron Rodgers.
I hope it's Peyton Manning to kind of make up for that horrible Sunday he had. I'll go Peyton Manning.
Answer is Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
I'm Mike Evans. Say it.
He needed a good day.
Yeah.
Or as Paul Harris would say, good night.
No, that's Paul Harvey.
Who is it?
Harvey.
Okay. We'll be back. Big 550, KTRS.
There are some people out there that are not having a good day on the highways. Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in on traffic.
Yeah, now we've got a new accident. It's on westbound 70 at Air Flight, or just before Air Flight, and it's got, looks like, the two left lanes blocked, so you're getting a backup behind that. You are starting to thin out on eastbound 70 between 170 and Lucas and Hunt. Eastbound 270 is still heavy from Lindbergh through New Florissant. Southbound 270 has been a pretty good run. Westbound 40, though, you're still running slow from about Vandeventer or out through McCausland, from Lindbergh through Mason. A couple little slow pockets there, and westbound 44, just a little heavy between Elm and Berry Road. This traffic report is brought to you by Firestone Tires. If your tires aren't working as hard as you do, they're not working hard enough. Firestone Tires offers power and durability that keeps up with you wherever the roads lead. Time and time again, Firestone Tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Your label's fresh.
The Big 550.
Really?
KTRS.
Like that?
Thank you.
Where St. Louis comes to talk.
How did four blue-collar kids become one of the greatest success stories in pop music history? Find out at Jersey Boys. It's Broadway's Tony Award-winning best musical about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Experience the true story musical phenomenon that takes you behind the scenes and behind the music.
Oh, what a night.
Coming to the Fox in the U.S. Bank Broadway series for 2 weeks only, beginning February 19th. Get your tickets at MetroTix.com.
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, BestRestaurantsInSt.Louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's BestRestaurantsInSt.Louis.com.
Thanks.
Walgreens makes grabbing gifts for your Valentine quick and easy, with everything from Hallmark cards to Lindt Lindor truffles and even fresh flowers.
All right, you need to be with us tomorrow and the rest of the week, because you're going to have to go a week without us. So I'd say be here. We will. Till then, have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
Bye,
y'all.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
The hunt is on in Kirkwood tonight for a hit-and-run driver, as folks here remember a beloved local resident.
The search for answers in Berkeley after a tragic house fire takes the lives of two young boys.
Doctors at Washington University and the Siteman Cancer Treatment Center develop a breakthrough device that helps surgeons remove cancer a lot sooner than usual.
And the new Stan Musial Veterans Memorial Bridge gets its first work week commute. How the new span worked for commuters.
First on Fox, a hit-and-run driver is on the loose tonight after killing a Kirkwood man. Fox 2's George Sells is live in Kirkwood, where friends hope you'll help police find the killer. George.
Well, Sandy, it happened right here in the heart of Kirkwood, but to this point, police tell us they don't have any significant leads pointing to who is responsible. Now, it was about 11 o'clock last night when police say the driver was northbound on Kirkwood Road.